Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, I was just talking to a client who recently joined the 90-day pipeline, and I asked her what made her jump in. And she said, look, I've been running a consulting business for a few years now, and it's gone pretty well, but I know it could be way better. I know that there are these problems with my marketing that I just can't fix on my own because you can't cut your own hair. And I immediately told her I'm stealing that line, lock, stock, and barrel, and using it in a video, and here we are. You cannot cut your own hair. What a perfect analogy. Let's take it a step further just for fun. I know people who do cut their own hair, I'm not one of them, and they end up looking like something like this. So if you want the marketing equivalent of a buzz cut, by all means, cut your own hair. But in all seriousness, this is something that a lot of you need to hear. Because we all love to complain when clients are not willing to spend the money to bring in experts like us to solve their problems. Just think about the way that you reacted the last time a prospect said to you, hey, thanks so much for your advice, but we're gonna try this on our own first. And you're thinking, they're crazy. They are out of their minds because you know that there's no way they're gonna solve that problem on their own. They don't have the expertise, they don't have the perspective, and they are far too close to the problem to see what's really going on. Well, look, the truth is there are two types of clients out there. There are clients who hire experts and consultants to solve challenging problems. They pay for value. And then there are clients who try to do everything on their own. At all costs, they try to use their internal resources as much as possible. That's just the way it is. So instead of complaining about the kind of clients that you're getting in front of, why not ask yourself, what kind of client are you? Are you the kind of client that gets help when you know you need it? Or are you the kind of client who trips over dollars to pick up pennies? There's this weird law in consulting that both myself and my clients have found to be true, and I don't know why, but it's definitely true. You tend to attract clients who are just like you. So if you're the kind of client who only hires an expert as an absolute last resort, and you do so kind of grudgingly, and when you do, you try to find the cheapest option available, well, guess what? Your clients are going to be the exact same way with you. So if you're tired of cutting your own hair, and you're tired of walking around with the marketing equivalent of a buzz cut, send me a message and let's take care of that for you. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.